Hey, how's it going? How you been? How's your friends and family been treating you? Welcome back to the show. Once again, man, no ads. No advertisements, man. We will say this. We're not really advertising. It's just we can't stop drinking Topo Chico. Which I thought translated to the mountain woman.
Yeah.
But it means little mole.
Little mole.
Little mole water.
Yeah. I had a friend the other night. She was like, spicy water.
Yeah.
Aguas calientes, muchos gracias. Topo Chico.
Yeah. Let's be 1000% transparent here. Topo Chico literally wants nothing to do with us.
Totally.
They're ignoring our DMs.
Sorry.
So yeah, this is not an advertisement for them, but just in case you are thirsty, I suggest.
What comes to mind for me, you're painting a picture here. It's at the restaurant tonight, and there's a very sassy young boy behind the line. He goes both ways, but he's just a sweet, sassy boy.
Like he works front and back of house?
Yes, okay. Exactly. And I was like, tú eres mi amigo. And he was like, sí, sí. I was like, no, I'm for real, man. Like, you are my friend.
Yeah.
And he was like, siempre. Dead serious. Like, no sass, no giving me jokes or gay flirts. He was just like, siempre, always.
Cool.
Yeah, man. It was great. And that's how I feel about Topo Chico.
Yeah, that's how... That's exactly how I feel about him, dude. Here's how I feel about him. Like, yo, we are, even though we're not advertising, we're advertising inadvertently.
Yeah.
I just talk about it.
Dude, I keep seeing people getting hooked up and I'm like, how are you getting, what's going on here? What do I got to do?
Listen, I am very happy for the people that you're giving
same
handouts to.
Yeah.
We just want the hookup, dude. Just once, man. Like, come on. Like, I'm going to drink it.
I see who you're hanging out with.
Yeah, we know.
Just check your DMs.
You could do better.
Right. We're right here.
Pitch the zeros.
Another thing, I've just been daydreaming a lot, man. And it's kind of like, do you remember Contra?
Yeah, dude. The video game.
Like that's kind of me and you.
Yeah?
Two-player Contra mode. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, big robot dragons. And like, just fucking, you get it?
Yeah.
I just can't spot my mind.
How does Topo Chico fold into that? That's what happens when you beat the game. No, because I'm going to drink it anyway.
I don't know, man. Sorry about that. Just,
no,
just
please. Thing. It's beautiful. Yeah, cool. Remember that game, Narc?
No, I don't remember
okay.
that one. Yeah, yeah, cool. All right, cool.
We're going to play a song at the end of this one, dude, from...
Yeah. And I have one thing. We'll lead us off here.
OG okay. Homie.
Oh, what are we doing? Tell me.
That song, dude. What's the name of that one?
What You Want.
What You Want, man. And who's this by? So people at home.
The Raytones.
The Raytones.
My buddy Brian, his band. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to kick us off with some of the Tao.
Okay, good.
Cool. Throw away holiness and wisdom, and people will be 100 times happier. Throw away morality and justice, and people will do the right thing. Throw away industry and profit, and there won't be any thieves. If these three aren't enough, just stand at the center of the circle and let all things take their course.
Because I'd have been severely bummed out if I did that again.
Did that really happen that time? Because a part of me thought that you were trying to get out of what you thought was a bad interview.
Just deleted it? No, yeah. Like I legitimately only had my mic turned on.
Okay. Because, you know, I love you. I do. But I also know what you're capable of. I never
underestimate you. Master sneak move.
I never underestimate you.
Yeah.
Like literally never.
Once you learn how to master the art of subtle misdirection... Very subtle misdirection.
Mind freak.
Well, speaking of which.
Yeah, go on.
There was like a small period of time in like the very, I'm going to say mid to mid late 2000s.
Okay.
Where magicians were just a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That people
definitely.
Were like cool with.
The David Blaine's of the world and stuff.
David Blaine's different. And he did that like in the early 2000s. I'm talking like the Chris Angels of the world.
Okay.
Because David Blaine freaked everybody out.
Why?
Because like the shit he was doing was just like, all right, everyone knows this was set up ahead of time, but how? Like taking the ring off of like the bus driver and then...
I don't know this nearly as well as you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's it. Like, We had like a few channels we could watch growing up because there were restrictions. Now, listen, your boy had the passcode for all that stuff. But I screwed up a couple of times. I forgot to relock it.
Yeah.
And then that's how I got dusted on it.
Okay.
But then I also learned the new passcode.
Yeah.
Which was literally just the opposite of the original passcode.
What? You don't leave us hanging.
It was just like I think it was like my parents' anniversary.
Okay. Okay.
And then they just did it backwards when they found out that we were watching real sex and shit, which is never did it for me. Yeah. So like all that magic shit was just like available. There was like the guy that has like the mask, you know?
Oh, yeah. I did see that one. He would tell you how they do their tricks.
Right. Breaking the magician.
It was just Pin and Teller, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And then it was cool to be a magician for a little while.
Like, wait.
Like it was like.
Like for you to be one?
No,
like,
I didn't.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where we were going.
Let me see if I can parallel this with something now.
Like a rock star if you were.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember when Chris Angel was doing the thing at the Luxor and it was like a big deal. It was like a rock star.
Right.
I'm going to levitate above the pyramid, y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Check me out. You know, I'm not an ageist at all, but he's an older gentleman than you would think that he is.
Yeah, he looks very old.
Oh, does he?
I thought so. I saw right through his thing, dude.
I can't see through the eye.
He just looked like an aging, like hair metal guy. And just, that's what they all look like.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you're too wrong about that.
No, and that's something like, oh, this guy's definitely like, he was in his prime in the 80s.
Yeah, I wonder what he looks like with that makeup.
I don't know what he's doing right now. I'm sure he's in Vegas.
Counting
like,
his money?
Turning tricks. Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He's counting his money.
Good for him.
Sure.
But I never, David Blaine, he kind of tricked me a little bit. I'm like, all right.
How did he get you?
Well, just how did he set that up? But Chris Angel, I'm like, oh. No, I see what you're doing here. But
yeah, I think most of it's people are in on it, right?
Oh, yeah, everyone's in on it.
Everyone's in.
I've never thought magic was cool in my life. Like that kind of magic.
Okay.
Like strange, real magic shit, like alchemy or like.
Magic with a K.
Aleister Crowley magic.
Like, yeah, that's different. That's willpower.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That stuff always kind of weirded me out, but like just doing like weird. I'm going to write the name of someone important to you and then I'm going to burn it and then, you know, rub it on my chest and you're going to see that.
That's all just intention stuff.
Uh-huh.
You did that with the Freemasons when you went through all that.
Yeah, but I didn't, you know, I got to like, I just wanted to find out if it was satanic.
Was it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And then you got tired of paying the fees and we're like,
I'm just like, okay, so if it is satanic, like what's the big deal?
So you're just like, we just hang out.
They're not doing anything. I was like, this is a weird, like, I feel like I don't want
to
say.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
I don't think so.
Are there rules?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Is there anything like, you can't talk about this on your podcast?
Yeah.
Has anybody called you from the Brotherhood?
No, dude, no one gives a shit.
That's good.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Okay, go on then.
It was like an older gentleman's kind of thing. They actually were struggling to get younger people in there, which is why I was like, all right, whatever, I'll try.
Enter Chris.
Right, I'm like, yeah, sure, dude. Let's find out if the devil's real. And
okay.
I don't know. I just literally think it's just like bingo for older dudes. I'm sure once you get deeper into it, you learn about sacred geometry, but then like we just do that on my own. I don't need that shit. I don't know. I hope I don't get in trouble with this, but I just felt like there were some like penis things that were going to happen.
Oh, did you feel that way?
Not like they were going to touch my penis. I just felt like there was going to be like some dick symbols, like symbology. And I'm like,
Well, there's dick symbology in everything.
I know, but that was when I was going to be like, all right, I think I'm good. Because you guys basically didn't do anything to like, feed my knowledge for is creepy shit real.
Okay.
It was fun. Don't get me wrong.
Did they ever get the swords out?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I've read into it, you know, with, like, the handshakes and, like...
They, like, shuffled me through so fast because it was just, like, we need to get you to this so we can, like... I don't know if it's, like, bookkeeping or, like our making numbers soldiers. Are strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everyone's just passing you through. Leave no one behind has made it into the Freemason community.
Yeah,
because,
like, nobody wants to do it anymore. Everyone's so freaked out about it. I'm not saying there's not some, like, dark, weird shit going on there.
I mean...
But I left feeling, like, underwhelmed as fuck.
I don't know either. I know what you mean.
It's just like, this is not what I'm looking for.
It's too out in the open to be some huge nefarious thing.
Right.
You know?
It was just not. It just felt very archaic.
Are the Shriners up to anything? I really doubt it.
Shriners are actually, dude, from my understanding of the Shriners, all they really do is just, they're a bunch of alcoholics and they just raise money for kids.
And they just drive those little go-karts, right?
And it's all for the kids. All that money does go to the children.
In like a cool way?
But they do like, I did see some weird shit. Yeah.
It always gets weird.
The state fair, they were like, there was had a big booth to chip your kids.
Yeah. Why does it always get weird?
Because there's always a hidden agenda.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever heard the thing about like bikers make the best daycares and shit like that? It could just be like urban legend or joke
that
or something,
like,
but
reverse logic.
Yeah, I've heard tale. I guess we could look it up, but I've heard tale of like there's somewhere in the world that like a biker club runs a daycare, and it's like incredible. It's super great. Kids learn. They love being there. The parents feel very safe.
But if you need someone to like hit a motherfucker with a chain,
I don't think it's those kind of bikers. Oh, okay. These are probably just cul-de-sac dudes. You know what I mean? But
why is it that when people, not all people, but like established gentlemen decide out of nowhere to become motorcycle guys, they have to immediately look like an extra from Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Can't you just have a motorcycle and just be like, hey, I got a helmet and I just
putt
around?
There's definitely people like that.
Not just a dope, but like, you know, and then you have like loud pipes save lives stickers on all your shit.
Do you disagree?
I don't know. How about driving the speed limit and, you know, being courteous to your other drivers saves lives?
That's definitely true. All around the board. So that goes to the motorcycle rider and the car driver.
If I don't see you on the motorcycle, it's because you weren't making it obvious to be seen.
There's no chance that you weren't looking.
I don't know. I look, you know, it's responsible driving. Hey, I look before
I do. Did you recently have a run-in with a motorcycle? I'm sensing something here.
Mm-mm.
Do you have something happen?
No. No.
Okay. It's just like, it's
no,
really,
no. I just, here's the thing. Like,
there's something behind that.
I always wanted a motorcycle.
Okay.
But I just wanted a motorcycle to like putt around town on because riding a bicycle is so much fun.
But you don't like to do the physical labor.
No, it's just, labor. I can't go anywhere like really on a bicycle. Like,
because
I can't
you don't
go,
like to do the physical labor part.
If I wanted to go, let's just say I wanted to drive my bike to downtown and then go home. It would take me 6 hours on a bicycle.
It's certainly
probably. On a motorcycle. I could just get down there and do it and just like enjoy my bike, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm also fucking straight up terrified of going on the highway.
Have you ever dirt biked or motorcycled?
Yeah, very briefly and just like nothing that had any balls at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how to operate one.
Cool.
But that being said, not ready at all to like just be a motorcycle dude.
Yeah. As you know, I've been one off and on my whole life.
Right. But I never got like the fucking D-bag vibe.
From me?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man.
Well, just you weren't like, I'm a motorcycle guy.
I think there was a point in my life where I had a really fast crotch rocket and a mohawk at the same time, which makes me a douchebag.
But you were doing it before the general motorcycle riding populace was doing that kind of a thing. I'm not saying you pioneered that.
I started young, is all.
That's what it was.
I was like the only person that you knew because I was like,
I didn't know anyone 17 that had a fucking insane speed machine.
I went through douchebag mode for sure. Absolutely.
I don't remember that. But maybe.
Then, no, now the joys of, I want a motorcycle now that I've grown old and calmed down.
Yeah. I want one, but like, probably not going to happen for me.
No, probably not going to happen for you.
I'd rather have like a four-wheeler that I can just like cruise around the
maybe
woods
in your 40s when you need to, then you'll understand and we can revisit this and I'll be like, see Chris, you were asking why do guys buy a Harley in a full leather kit like they're in the YMCA like, village people,
right?
And
that's not going to be immediate, I'm telling you right now, because I've thought a lot about like my midlife crisis vehicle.
Yeah,
so it's a thing.
Is it?
Well, for most people, well, it's just like a midlife crisis re-identification.
Okay.
I just want like a cool old Jag, dude. Just a cool, sweet old XJ, dude.
Nice.
V8 long.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Like nothing that's like, oh, that's luxurious, but just like, this is a clean machine.
Just
I've always had a thing for Jags. I don't know
like
why.
A two-seater?
No, dude. Okay. Four-seater. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like nothing that's going to be like, I'm losing my testosterone.
You just want that big on the front.
I just think they're cool looking, man. I just like the way they look. Mm-hmm. I just like everything just feels tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tight but smooth at the same time.
Exactly. Like this is a well-built, clean machine.
Wow. Jaguar.
Yeah, because like for luxury vehicles, like I don't give a shit about, I don't know. Like what's the BMWs? I don't care. No, I'm not saying anything wrong with them.
Vehicle. BMW's not a
luxury. Like the 7
vehicle.
Series, though, like the really nice ones.
Sure, they make an expensive car.
Right. Or like a Cadillac, whatever.
No, also not true.
I couldn't even tell you like luxury vehicles because Mercedes, everyone, it's not even that special.
Right. No, I was recently in one of those, like, those.
It's okay.
Yeah. I was like, is there Wi-Fi in here?
Well, yeah. Well, the AMGs are cool because they look like the Batmobile, but like that's just not me, dude.
Yeah, look at me. It was a white Batmobile.
Imagine me stepping out of.
Imagine me stepping out of a
Bugatti. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense, visually.
Yeah, I've never seen a Bugatti in person.
I feel like I've seen one, but it also could have been like one of those trickster Kias that they came out with.
What?
Not like the they have like.
Did
Bugatti.
You say a Kia?
Hear me out. Or Daewoo. Daewoo made no Kia. Was it Kia? Somebody made like a very high like top of the line, okay. Like $70,000 Kia.
I mean,
that looked like a Bugatti, but it wasn't like the Bugatti, like sports car looking one. Maybe it wasn't a Bugatti
either.
Just
think about Lil Wayne. Is he, has anything to do with Bugattis?
There was a song, I Woke Up in a New Bugatti, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I woke up in a new Bugatti, Wayne, which I don't know who that is.
Hang on. Wayne, how many Bugattis do you have?
I wouldn't. Bugatti just sounds like a.
I feel like Wayne's got Bugattis. Let me know.
I feel like Bugatti is something you can track through loose festival morals.
Yeah.
Like I got Bugatti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's like a fermented dessert that you have to bury.
Oh, like the kimchi.
But like sweet.
Bugatti. Mm-hmm. Like the Spumoni. It's Italian for like, sure.
Have you tried the Bugatti?
Have you tried the Bugatti? It's delightful.
It's so nice. It's sweet and sour.
Essence of lotus tea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
No, but yeah. For me, dude, probably not going to get a bike. And if I'm going to get a midlife crisis, it's going to be just like, not even that cool, dude. like a 98 XJ. Just fucking plain
Jane.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah. Something cool. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need anything.
I'd be into that.
I love my Subaru. I mean, that's who I am.
Isn't it suck? Doesn't it suck?
No, and here's why. And this is hilarious.
No, let's talk about it because we're both in that boat.
People give me shit because it's not an American-made vehicle.
Yeah.
But guess what, Jack? Subaru Outback is an American-made vehicle.
And I have
the Impreza. Sweet the victory was for me when I realized that?
Dude,
I didn't know.
None of my friends ever give me shit about that car. And I know.
That car is cool.
No, it's not.
Oh, I like that car.
I can feel it. I can feel the Fast and Furious jokes that people want to make. And
I don't get that vibe from that.
It hurts because I love the car, man. I really do. It's not my fault that it looks like that. That's how it came to me.
I don't think it looks like Fast and Furious. If you had a WRX that had like...
It's not that. It's not one of those.
Fucking wing on the back of it.
It doesn't look like that.
No, it just looks like a hatchback.
But here's the thing. That's how the car came to me. I'm just going to clear the air. That's how it came to me. And I'm lazy and I didn't change anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Has it been modified?
Yeah, but that's
I can't
enough.
Tell.
That's enough about that.
So what you're saying is you don't identify with your vehicle?
I don't, but I do love that car. It's been really good to me. It's really fun to drive. And in the snow, oh man, in the snow it's so much fun. I hate being in the snow in the car and it's great. Little hatchback. I can take all my stuff everywhere. See, like I'm literally a walking, talking meme of like, mm-hmm. A bearded douchebag that loves his Subaru wants to go hiking with his dog. Look, that's so sad.
Here's the thing.
I am that thing.
Until someone sits in the Subaru.
Yeah.
Gets behind the controls.
Yeah.
And just climbs like something that's steeper than they think they could do.
Yeah.
They won't know.
I know that they don't know that. But I also feel like you're just the same douchebag.
Oh, I'm 100%, dude. So the biggest douchebag of all time.
We're just sitting here agreeing with our douchebag.
Yeah, we are douchebags. But here's the thing. I don't identify with like my car. And I know those people that identify with their vehicles.
Definitely. Definitely. I don't either.
What do you choose to identify yourself in?
Ooh.
How do you identify yourself?
I would like to identify myself with something not too serious, but I don't think I can do that. So I need to think about it for a second. Like these socks. That's how I feel.
Right. That's how you feel, but like it's not how you
I know. I don't actually portray that as my identity, right?
I don't think, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know, for most people.
Yeah.
I don't actively try to identify myself as one thing or another. And I'm not actively not trying to do it either. I just don't. I don't have an identity.
I'm getting up to speed with you.
I don't think. I have things that I do.
Yeah.
and that like there's normal life, regular people shit. Like, yeah, I'm a dad. Yeah,
you're a father and an electrician.
Right. But, you know, I don't identify as those things. Hmm. I identify as like your little brother or, you know, it's just a dude that we're just here together, dude. It's weird.
I agree, man. Lately, I haven't been as opinionated. It's been a real recent thing for me.
Yeah.
I'm just not as disagreeable. I can really just like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I can try to see where you're coming from.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of fun in like trying to remove like what you want out of a situation just to see what happens. It's fun. It's fun. I don't always do it. I mean, look, I'm not... I do some shit to get what I want for sure. But
yeah,
if you can like... Like, what does this person need from me in this moment? Oh, they need me to whatever it may be. The neighbor needs me to... Here's the perfect example. I have a shitload of dandelions for whatever reason in my front yard. Like,
yeah,
an egregious amount.
You've told me about your woes.
And I mow them. I take care of them. I spray stuff on them.
You mow them.
Yeah. I know that my neighbor needs me to take care of that. I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not taking out my thing of like, I don't give a shit.
Right.
They're dandelions. They look nice when they're yellow. They look really trashy, actually. Just because of the way that my yard's fucked. But
fuck. You just said it, man.
Did it again,
You just
man.
Said it, dude.
I really try not to.
Wait, how long? 19 minutes is what I got.
That's a pretty good run.
You went 19 minutes. Okay, everybody. So the thing was, like, we don't, you know, we were just hanging out. But I had one thing where it was like, hey, let's try not to use the F word. I know that I said it a couple times, but that wasn't part of the rules. And we also use the S word a couple times. But the thing was that Chris cannot use the F word for the entire episode.
I say it way too much. I don't mean to. It just happened. I mean, just the way I talk, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a nice little harumph.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it to add punctuation to what I'm doing. It just literally just flows with whatever I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But then now as I'm saying that, I feel like I'm making excuses.
I'm watching you make excuses.
But I don't. I don't know how to like...
No, that's good. Let's get to the bottom of it. Everyone can look at it. Why do we use it? Why do we do it? Because we're not the only two people that use the F word too much.
I think I use the F word a lot because I'm not actually emotionally charged in one way, direction, or the other.
At all? About anything?
Not really, no. I mean, I am, but like... I think I just use it to... I'm not actively using it. I'm just trying to like diagnose here.
Are you just trying to look cool in front of me?
No. If at any moment ever you think I'm trying to look cool for you, there is something seriously wrong
that'd
in my life.
That'd be a very weird moment.
There is something seriously wrong in my life. And not because of like, I think I'm better than you or any of that.
No, I don't know that.
If I feel the need to want you to think I'm cool,
I've seen you legitimately might have something
growing in my brain.
I know.
That's just like pushing on my, self-worth button.
Yeah, okay, so it's not for me to think you're cool.
I just think it's fun to elevate my emotional response to the external world by spicing it up with nice little fun words, naughty words.
Yeah.
I also work construction, dude. So, I mean, let's just put the two and two together. Everything is, that's how they talk.
Yeah, but that's also an excuse.
I know. I'm just trying to paint the picture here, dude.
I respect it. There's a good story about my grandpa coming back from the Navy as a young boy and like watching a sunset with his grandpa or something, someone older. And he says, like, isn't that the most beautiful MF and sunset you've ever seen? And the dude just looks at him like, whoa, you know, this was the 40s or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's like his mom. I don't know.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, for sure. So, that whole sailors... prisoners, construction workers, really all kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it trickles down.
It's just dudes trying to look cool and be tough.
I'm not trying to do that here, though. And out of respect for the people listening, if it gets icky, I think. Some people just don't respond well to that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. It's tough for me. I think that words are just intentions, right? So,
right.
And that's one of those magical words. It must be.
So much fun.
Charged with so much energy. That's why people are offended by it or not. But my favorite part of it is that it's so interchangeable.
Yeah, because You can literally get any emotion you want out of those four letters, dude.
But it goes deep in the language too. So much and the fun. Fact that you can use it as like a noun, you can use it as a verb, you can use it as an adjective.
It's German for sure, right?
I'm not
layer.
He's right. It's got to be.
What does it mean?
I'm not sure.
What does the F word actually stand for?
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Because like most things, they have a pretty good idea of what they are.
Yeah, man.
Does Webster's have cuss words in the jersey, right? Does the dictionary have bad words?
Some, especially because a lot of bad words are derivative of other words. If that makes sense.
So they have to have it in there.
Like, right. An ass is a donkey.
What does it say about the F word here?
You know, the usual verbs, you can ruin something or damage it. It's a verb for that.
It's not telling me what like the root.
No, it's not giving me the deep. Oxford Dictionary does have it though.
Right. Like I just want to see like F, you know.
Absolutely, man.
Fuck. Meaning. Boom.
Boom.
Like what immediately follows that in the dictionary?
Early 16th century Germanic.
Knew it.
Swedish dialect Faka and Dutch dialect Fakkelen. Possibly from Indo-European roots meaning to strike.
Oh.
Shared by Latin pungus fist.
So it just means like fuck.
Yeah. My favorite recent use has been when something goes wrong or isn't to my liking, I say, how can we unfuck this?
Yeah.
I really like that one.
It's fun.
Yeah. I feel like that's taking its power away because I want to unfuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want to fix it.
Right.
Right. So I'm trying to draw attention to the potential positive.
I have to watch. It's so hard around the house too.
Yeah.
Like I'm cool for the most part.
Sorry. Sorry, I said some F-bombs.
No, if someone like, no, it's, if someone calls me on the phone.
Yeah.
And while the kids are in the room.
Oh, yeah. It's the construction
dude. I'm effing stoked, man. I can't
right,
wait.
Right, right, right. Your daughter's just staring at you, like processing everything.
Yeah, and this is a while ago. But
perfect memory.
I think she was talking to my wife. My kid loves dinosaurs. So we got her this dinosaur book. And this dinosaur book is awesome.
Okay.
And she goes, Mommy, my dinosaur book is fucking awesome.
Yes.
And I was like, yes. It is.
It really is.
It is. But
she's so right.
Don't. You can't do that, man.
How do you tell her that? Because she's so right. That book, her dinosaur book is fucking awesome.
It is.
Dude. I know.
And she used it properly. I'm like, I know. So cool,
my little girl. She did it. I totally feel you.
And she knew. She felt the heat when I was like, what?
Yeah.
I made the big ones brains.
I'm surprised you didn't look down and she's like doing this to you. Like, got him. Right? Got you.
Because
she knows she's throwing you under the bus by doing it too.
Where it's like, you can't.
Your wife doesn't say that. So your wife knows when she hears your daughter say, Mom, my dinosaur book is fucking awesome. That's her husband speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you go to daycare, dude, and we can't have you being like, you know, applesauce is fucking awesome.
The dopest shit I've ever tasted.
Yeah, applesauce is big tits. or whatever. I say all kinds of goofy
shit.
Dude.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not be a green day at daycare.
Dude, no.
It'd be a very red day.
She's got a bit of a hot streak of getting.
My favorite one is when a kid bit Chris's daughter.
Oh, this is so beautiful. No one taught her this. I'll let you tell the story.
Early in the day, a young boy bit Chris's daughter and it was upsetting. They were separated and the instance was notated. There might have even been some forgivenesses or talking happened, but anyway, long story short, they go to nap time later and Chris's daughter remembered and she went back. Go ahead, finish it up.
She waited until this little Dracula fell asleep. She laid in her cot. This is what they're telling me and these people are like,
right.
I don't know what part of Asia they're from, but like they have to mean what they say.
I got you.
Translation.
At the daycare?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
I'm sorry.
They only know enough words to make it make sense.
Okay. Okay.
She pretended to sleep for 30 minutes, waited for homeboy to fall asleep.
Long con.
Got up.
Yeah.
Walked over to him while he was sleeping.
Yeah.
And bit the living shit out of his face.
Yeah. Out of his face.
Who taught her that kind of a like?
That's a great question.
That is some like prison yard
dude
built in
sociopath.
She knew I can't get him back now.
Right.
So I'm going to long play this dude.
Right.
She was one and a half, maybe 2 years old.
Did she even feel anything?
She laughed about it.
Yeah.
When she told me, she was laughing. Mm-hmm. I bit him back laughing. And I'm not going to lie. In the car, I was like, that's right. Don't let anyone bite you. But I'm like, you can't be biting back though.
So she's already like smashing down universal boundaries of like right and wrong. This is great stuff. You're learning so much.
I'm learning more. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you're learning how to be a good person to your daughter.
It's
great.
It's insane.
I love it. Well,
I didn't teach her that.
No.
How is that just built into like a perfectly clean, conscious little human being?
I don't know, man. That's beyond me.
Right. So who is that? Is that my daughter or is that what happened there?
Who's behind your daughter, right? What's the consciousness there? Like, because retribution, and in almost a comedic way.
Yeah.
Like that's great. That's great comedic timing. That's beautiful retribution.
She's just not seen Locked Up Raw. Like none of that. Like, right. I don't know where she got that.
I feel like
that was built in.
I feel like that's like biblical stuff. Like angels and demons, like playing jokes on each other.
Built in to her hardwiring of like, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to calculate my next move.
And then that she got joy from it.
Thought it was hilarious.
Where like being bit in the first place had become worth it because she was so stoked on having bitten.
Having pulled off.
Yeah.
It's like in Full Metal Jacket when they hold Leonard down and start whapping him with soap.
Yeah.
Because he keeps fucking up.
There you go again.
God damn it.
F word again. He does keep messing up though.
Take it easy, Leonard.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got me thinking, dude.
Okay.
This is good. Who are you? Who are you?
I'm Jared.
No.
You're Chris.
Right. That's our names.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you though?
What?
What do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
Who
can't really say that to somebody without sounding insanely aggressive
either. Who do you think you are?
Yeah. Because you sound like a dick. But I mean that legitimately. Who do you think you are?
Yeah. But see, the reason it sounds like a dick is because there's this thing, right? Where anytime something offends you, sorry, listener, it means that you have work to do there.
I got you to that point.
That's your karma. If it bugs you with anything is said, anything at all, it's a hang up you got. You need to work on it. So when someone says, who are you? Who do you think you are? In any context, it's offensive because you don't know the answer to that.
Now, what if I'm just like Jared?
Yeah.
The thing that is Jared.
Okay.
This gunny sack of your life's experiences.
Okay.
Memories.
Yep.
Dreams, reflections on your life. That thing.
Right.
If I hit you in the head hard enough, you would forget all of that. And yet you would still be something.
Would I lose all of my...
If you lost all of your bag of memories.
Would you still know me?
I think so.
What if I didn't know myself and came out of a head injury?
I've seen it. This happened to somebody I know.
Okay. And then they had no memory of who they were.
But it was the same person.
And you knew that? You could feel it?
Because I talked to him, yeah. He didn't know who I was.
He didn't know who you were?
No, but he knew through the story because he's heard it that he was my baseball coach. My baseball coach for 10 years. He has pictures of me in his house.
Did he seem like the same guy at the
yes,
core?
Yes, he did.
How much of his memory did he lose?
Most of it.
Back to?
Like, if it wasn't a very significant thing, it was gone.
In his entire life?
He was a sergeant at the Parkville Police, actually.
Okay.
And I don't remember what he was. Pulled somebody over that had like warrants. And they...
How long ago was this?
Like 4 years ago, maybe.
What's his name?
John Jordan.
Oh, no. Okay.
Coach Jordan. He like reached in to like turn the car off. The guy took off.
I know this story because I was working for Parkville, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And the guy just like...
Drug him,
yeah. Fishtailed, hit something, and then boom, lost his memory.
I didn't know that happened to him. I knew that the officer had survived and that there was a chase. I was working that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I saw him then.
It was your baseball coach?
Yeah, I knew that guy very well.
Okay, hang on. I want to continue that, but let's just for a second, like universally, what a strange connection that I already knew that story, dude.
Yeah, that's weird. That's bizarre.
That is strange.
That's cool.
Sorry, but please.
No. Yeah, so we never talked about that before. Yeah,
no, I actually never talked to anyone.
I told my wife because I saw him at a shoe store and I didn't want to go talk to him.
But. I'm sure I told somebody that a cop got in a thing that night. But
yeah, that was him. Yeah, when I went and visited him, same guy, just didn't know who the hell I was or who he was. But there was still that same
So was he still a cop?
Yeah, but he was on like, he was the top dog cop.
Well, he wasn't because I know the top dog cop.
Well, who had one below him then? He was on his way to the top.
Gotcha.
Sergeant or something like that.
Yeah, I know the chief. Yeah.
So what does it go? Chief, sergeant?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I know that.
But he was up there. Yeah, so I went and talked to him. Like, he was still the same dude. Just didn't know who he was, who I was. He knew who he was just from people telling him. And, like, he maintained, like, his knowledge of being a cop somehow. But, like, didn't know.
And then injured in the line of duty, I think he would get taken care of. I would hope so.
I think he still works for the police somehow.
Yeah, that'd be great. Good job.
But, yeah, like, it took him a long time to, like, remember. He just, like, I don't remember my kids' childhoods.
Whoa.
He knew that they were his kids.
That's heavy.
Yeah, but what my point is that there was still this personality behind that collection of life experiences and what and opinions and all these things, like how the way he looked at the world was gone.
Yeah.
And then he had to like figure out who he was again. But okay. He was legitimately
like writing a screenplay, man.
But yeah, I know, but this is real life. He was legitimately the same dude. Like the essence, the core was there.
Yeah.
So who are you?
I don't know. And is it a ghost driving a skeleton for real? Like, is it that?
I don't think you're a thing inside of another thing.
Yeah, you don't?
I don't.
Because you always bring up the Men in Black analogy of like your face splits open and there's the little guy driving the car inside.
I thought that was it, but that's your ego.
That ego got you. The ego's driving that way.
Right. I had this crazy, it's not really crazy, but yesterday maybe or this morning, I don't remember. I was brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
And I just noticed the voice in my head. It was my voice. But I noticed that thing is entirely made up and I'm a slave to it. Because it tells me what to think and do and how to feel. And there's constantly like this chatter like, oh, that sucks. Don't do that. Or that guy's being a dick, man. What are you going to do about it? There's always like this chatter in my head.
Mm-hmm.
That voice in your head that is, it's got your voice.
It does.
Right. But then I was like, oh shit, that thing isn't even real. I'm doing that.
Have you ever argued with it?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a counterpoint to your own thought? Like,
right, but then I'm like, wait, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Then it stops.
Okay.
I realized that I'm doing that.
For sure.
But I'm letting the thing that I'm making that happen, but then I'm letting it rule large portions of my life.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, what if I just change the voice up?
Yes.
To where it's not my voice anymore.
Ooh.
Right. Does that mean that I can change who I am? Do you have to be who you are? That's the ultimate question.
Okay. I got a good one.
Do you have to be who you are?
And this worked for me. And it's going to sound a little schizophrenic. And I apologize for that. But I was reading a thing about thoughts and self-deprecation, basically,
mm-hmm.
was where it was going. And the thing was saying, and it was really cool because saying like, it's okay to have those thoughts. And like, have you ever responded to them? And most people would say no. Like you just have these thoughts about yourself in your brain. So the trick is to just like firmly and politely say to yourself, like a crazy person, you can do this out loud. You can do this in your head. If you have something to say, I want to hear it, but you can't talk to me that way. And I did it one time in sincerity when I was like beating myself up and in a weird spot. And it definitely changed the way that I was started thinking. Is that what you mean by change what's the way you think? Because I like, that's basically me arguing with myself.
What I mean is, the voice inside your head that you've created,
right,
that tells you to do things.
Yes.
And not in a weird, like, schizophrenic way.
No.
But just, like, it's always there.
The ego, the, yeah.
It's always there.
That's my lane. That's my last back of like, box of macaroni and cheese.
Watch where you're going, dickhead. Like, just this happens in your head.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that that's not real.
Right.
Because you can argue with it.
Yes.
Which is also not real.
Right.
Who is running the game?
Who's driving?
Who's driving, dude? Do you have to be who you are?
I think that you do. Because You're everyone.
Well, before we get to that point, if you don't have to be who you are,
mm-hmm.
or if you do have to be who you are,
yeah.
then Jared isn't real.
Right.
Chris isn't real.
Correct.
Everyone listening isn't real.
Right.
You're real. You're a human being.
Yeah,
you're listening to this.
Yeah.
My voice is...
I'm sitting here right now.
Right.
I care.
But that thing, do you know what your persona, do you know what persona means? What it breaks down to?
Yes, but please.
Persona.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just break it down into Latin because that's the root of all, basically all English language. Per, basically, is a whole. And then sona is sound. It is the whole which the sound comes out of. That's what that translates to. That is what a persona is. It's the whole and the mask that the sound comes out of. That's what a persona is. Legitimately.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll ask again. Do you have to be who you are?
I think you do. But I think that it can change.
I don't think that you... That doesn't mean that... That means that you don't have to then.
Okay. But I think...
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you change, you have to. So...
Now, who do you want to be?
Ooh.
See what I'm saying?
I think everybody wants to be themselves... But
who is that? Right. How can you not be yourself?
Right. Because I truly believe that that's a huge thing we have going on is that everybody is just trying to be themselves. And I want to say be left alone, but I don't mean be left alone, right?
Right.
I just mean like to be able to do their, live my best life.
Right.
To be able to be themselves and pursue whatever that mm-hmm. looks like with freedom to do it. But you're taking it to...
I'm going deeper.
You're going there.
Personality's real. I'm not going to deny that. These are all real things, but they're not. You have made these things up.
Correct. It's all protecting.
Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. if you use that as a tool, great. But because you don't have to be that voice in your head, you can literally be anybody you want.
For example?
If... I'm not, okay, listen.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't do it.
Voice in your head can be anything you would like. And okay. if we're going off the routine of identifying with that voice in your head,
yeah.
which is what I realized when I was brushing my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I identify with that. The voice in my head.
Yeah.
That's not real, dude. I know it's not real.
You identify with the ghost.
I identify with the ghost in my skull.
Yeah.
Piece.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But I know that's not real. So I'm identifying with something that isn't real. So what am I? Who am I?
I don't know, man. You know what I think at the end of the day. But it's just a cop-out because you can't prove it.
I don't think it's a cop-out.
I think that you're God experiencing itself.
Yeah. It's like, it's like what Alan Watts said. You are a camera lens for the universe to experience mm-hmm. itself.
Right.
That's what you are.
Right. So being you, being Chris
right.
is an experience for the universe.
Uh-huh. And there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
It has to be that
Jared
way.
Is an experience for
so
the universe.
Do you have to be who you are?
I think so.
Right. But
I do. But you,
the
it
fact
can
that
change.
You can change it.
But that's still who you are. So.
Right. So I think at the end of the day, you do have to be who you are.
Right.
But if you want to do something about it, it's there for you to do that.
Yeah. I think it has to be that way because for me, everything's just, it's perfect. It's all perfect. Good, bad, ugly.
Try this trick. Just for as long as you can remember to do it.
Yeah.
Cut the Jared voice in your head out.
Okay.
And just put someone else's voice there. Anyone. Someone you look up to.
Okay.
A deceased person.
Yeah.
And notice.
Have you played that game?
I do. I've done it with my dad.
Have you?
So my dad died 3 years ago?
Something
2 years
like
ago?
That. Yeah.
Just for short amounts of time, I'm like, I'm going to let the voice, my dad's voice,
mm-hmm.
just kind of run the game.
It's some deep magic, dude. Do you know?
I'm not doing it. This is going to sound insane.
Okay.
I'm not telling my dad what to say at that point, and he's just saying shit to me, which is weird.
No, that's to think that would technically sound insane, right?
It does sound crazy,
that
right?
No, I'm not. I don't think you're crazy, but
these are just little thought experiments.
So like a scientist, I think
I'm,
they would say.
Yeah, it's not, okay, so it's not like, all right, little Chris that lives in your head, mm-hmm. you're going to go away today and we're going to bring your dad in, your deceased father. you're just going to kind of run the machine today.
Mm-hmm.
There's not like a little Chris like, hey, say this to him. Tell him that his hair looks cool.
Yeah.
None of that is going on at all.
Got you.
At first it is. At first it's totally me doing that and just using my dad's voice. Like my thing's like, oh, you know, get the voice changer out.
But that's going into the trance. You're starting it.
Right. Yeah. I'm starting the trance, but like, let's put the voice changer on.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Until
it takes off.
I forgot that the voice changer was on.
You're just opening it up and starting it and then you hand it over.
Uh-huh.
You're just plugging the mic in.
Yeah. And then after a while, I'm like, this is psychedelic and I need to probably just get back to like handling my business.
Do real stuff now.
I'm doing a pretty important job here.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. You know, I don't even know what he says.
Right.
But I'll do it with different stuff too. Like sometimes I do it with Ramdas because I've listened to all of his lectures. I notice when I do that, I feel like he's in my...
Wow, weird. This is really cool. So I had a talk with our buddy Dan the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at home working on a song in the recording space. And like the drum kit's all set up. I was just over there tuning it and setting it up, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Go ahead. I'm just listening.
And he said that he was working it out and having a conversation with me as if I was there, like feeling the vibe out, right?
Uh-huh.
And like, I was like, of course, dude, we could definitely do that. So it's interesting. We just had that conversation about like summoning someone else's energy. Like, what would your homie do when you know someone well enough to know how they're going to handle, right? Just like, you know, I need an hour and a half before I'm willing to start podcasting, or like, you don't have to talk to me about that.
I had this idea that what enlightenment is.
What is it?
It's when you finally don't have a voice in your head. And you're just doing and being.
I think that's definitely a huge point. I don't know if that's enlightenment.
I don't know either. That's just what I think.
I'm so far away from that I don't know.
Oh yeah.
It's definitely a breakthrough point. If you can literally become everything and nothing at the same time, to where
there's nothing, there's no voice in your head.
You're so present. Dude, do you ever thank yourself?
No.
From like the past to the future?
Never.
I do it all the time.
I don't, man.
All the time. I like find something good in the fridge.
Well, okay. Yeah. That little, like those little games. I'm like, Chris, you were thinking back then, dude. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's never like, you know, I do give myself a couple attaboys here and there.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, good job, Pastor Jared. You really thought about that.
And what's funny is like when I started meditating like real hard, or like I was trying to like find some kind of spiritual connection, like after my dad died, I was like, what happened to him? I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like started looking at shit just because I was like, maybe I'll find something here that'll like make sense. I thought that like I had like kind of hushed my ego enough to like really be open and communicate with people. But then I started noticing that I wanted people to notice that I was open.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. There's
so
traps.
So the ego just kind of was like,
dude, traps everywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess what, dude? I'm going to go up to the fourth floor, dude.
Yeah.
And make you think that I'm not there anymore. And I'm going to put on this like very nice, loving, like, it's going to sound crazy, Christ-like persona of like, love people, take care of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't make anything about yourself, man.
Give it, yeah.
And then as soon as like I started doing those things, and they're like, yeah, you're doing it now, man. You're doing a good job, Chris. Uh-huh. Look at how much joy you've brought these people. Man, you're really getting light. It's the fucking dickhead, the voice, dude. He's like, oh, I got you. You gonna try and get rid of me? Not that easy, bro.
Yeah.
You need me. Well, it's true. You do. I feel like you do need it.
I made you.
I feel like you do need it just for like the base level lizard shit, like eating, procreating, creature comforting. I feel like that's what that thing's there for.
Yes.
It's always wheeling and dealing, dude. It's like a used car salesman. Mm-hmm. Always just greaseball fucking animal up there.
F word.
Again, no, I don't mean to, dude. Actually, you know what I do? That one I did. Because this grease ball is a fucking greasy bastard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If I don't say that, you don't get it. Just bloodthirsty. Yeah.
Everybody's saying it with us right now. Just like,
car's barely been pissed and slapping the hood and
right?
shit. Yeah, like,
yeah. Slat fire damage.
Yeah, but guess what? I'm going to get that check, that commission check for $600 and I'm going to strip club. Like,
yeah.
That like, but that's basically like, I'm not saying that's my lizard brain thing happening, but like,
it's
that kind of a, just watch it. It's funny. If you can just start watching the voice in your head and be like, what are you doing up there? What are we doing right now? Because right now, there's no voice going through my head. Like, I'm just, it's just happening. I'm just flowing right now, dude.
Yeah.
Nothing's premeditated here, dude. But wait until you're quiet and then just get around some people.
Mm-hmm.
And then just watch it. Just try to watch it.
Dude, that's how I live my life.
What's funny is like, you're just separating yourself in all these different subcategories. Like, hey man, the real us is going to watch that thing. But it's... just his fucking confidant being like, yeah, dude, how's my ass look right now? Like, it's not. So who are we, man? What are you?
Whoa, bro. Do you ever think about stuff?
I don't stop.
I know, I'm just teasing.
I never stop like being like, what is this?
Who are we and where do we come from?
And the less that I like actually care, like I think the more I'm just like, okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like even it's an important question. Who are you behind the you, and not just the masks, because obviously there's so many layers of like who you are when you're doing whatever.
And it changes.
Yeah, you show different people different sides of you. Of course, that's everybody, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't just mean in social medias, or I mean in real life. You've got the face you have with your family and the face you have with. Sometimes you wear the same mask.
I try very hard to be across the board same dude.
Mm-hmm. I just catch myself
being like,
yeah.
I'm just gonna change the way I act a little bit, or I'm gonna like hold back a little bit. But you have to, I think you have to a little bit, because I can't go into the daycare and be like, you ain't gonna.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
The reason I'm so objective is because it's just easier. You don't have to remember as much. You just be honest and be open and be loving. And it's like, you can kind of be less. You don't have to be so crafty all the time.
Yeah.
If you just come real, everything goes a little smoother.
Or if you just don't talk a lot.
Well, that too.
But then people think there's something wrong with you.
Well, they do. But really,
because what it is they're like, oh, listening. Shit, it's quiet and I'm still talking.
You're just listening.
That's what it is. It's like people will notice like when you're not giving them a pause for them talking because you're talking,
mm-hmm.
they run out of shit to talk about pretty quick. And then they get mad, uncomfortable because like, wait a second, what are we doing here? I don't want to not talk. I got things on my mind. About insignificant. I have opinions about the different flavors of Dorito. You know what I mean? Like, I've noticed myself filling in the gaps, dude. I've noticed myself because, like, if I get around a bunch of people that I'm working with and I don't really know these dudes, and I get quiet,
yeah,
they get weird. They get weird. Unless it's another like a person that already knows. You know what I mean? Like, it's just better to be quiet and get your work done.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's talking and telling story stuff, I could hop in there, dude, and just throw down.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I don't. It makes people weird. Or if you already know me and then I just like, you know, I'm just going to be quiet for a couple of days. They think that you're like on the verge of doing something insane.
Yeah. I can back that up because if I don't hear from you in like, I don't know, 8 to 12 hours, I start to wonder what's going on.
Well, and I like to play this game with you. It's like, let's wait for him to hit me up.
Oh, are you serious?
Occasionally. When I have nothing to talk about, I'm like, let's just see what happens here. Just out of fun. It's just fun. It's not like a jealous girlfriend thing. It's more of like,
it's just a game to you. That's I'll just wait and see if he's going to stir the pot. I've been stirring it for a while.
Yeah, I just like talk to you every day. So it's just like, if I don't talk to you for the whole day, I'll notice like, oh, I haven't talked to Jared today. And I'm like,
yeah.
I can't imagine what he's going to hit me with.
Well, then I usually do hit you with something.
Yeah, then I gauge your level of anxiety off of like your intro. What's going on with you, man? How's it going?
Oh, you can tell right off the bat where we're at?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Pretty much. Even through text message, I'm like, oh, okay. He's like wondering if I'm like bummed out or feeling weird about this.
Whoa. Tell me more. This is fascinating.
Oh, yeah. No, I can just tell.
Can you?
I can just tell. Yeah. Like he's irritated and, you know, he thinks I'm doing some sneak move shit or like I'm losing interest. Or, you know what I mean? I can just tell.
Yeah. So can you feel emotion through texting?
Or is absolutely.
I think that's pure projection.
Absolutely.
Pure projection.
Unless you misspell words on purpose and then there's no way. Which is funny because then it just makes it seem like, is this guy being a dickhead? You know what I mean? Have you ever tried that?
What?
On purpose, just spell things very sillily.
Oh, sure.
Like when me and my wife are like bickering a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll just spell things funny.
Uh-huh.
Just so she knows I'm not actually serious, even though like I like playing the argument game.
For me,
if you take time out of your argument to spell things with Z's and Y's that don't belong.
Yeah.
Not really serious.
No, I know. I do it a lot too.
It's fun.
I do it to convey that like, I don't care. Look at how silly I am. I'm spelling words funny. And then sometimes I think about it later. I'm like, I wonder if these people just think I'm really, really bad at talking on text.
I'm king of typo.
You are.
Because
you,
I just let it fly.
You do the little ones, though. You do, like, there's tons of little.
Yeah. I just let it fly, though. But here's the thing. Like, I still haven't figured out how to accurately hit the space bar on my texting.
You have to.
I'm always hitting C or V. I'm just like.
Decipher Chris text.
I have to, like, I legitimately have to stop and type each word. Not like this, but, like, I have to, like, look at what I'm doing. Otherwise, I'm going to be like. And it just, I then have to, like, re-explain it. And then it loses all of the momentum. It takes the wind out of my sails. If I'm like, no, I didn't mean that. I just put an apostrophe there, you know. Then now we're just, now the point's gone. It's been diluted. The ice has melted in your drink a little bit.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I don't think you can send emotion through a text message.
I think you can. I think you can. I really do. I can tell my wife's being sarcastic when she says, love you, good night. Or when she actually means it. You know what I mean?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can tell.
It has nothing to do with like how you last left the conversation or the last time you saw her. It's literally the text message. You can have not spoken to her in a whole day. Then you would know that it's an irritated text message.
See?
Could you have not spoken to her all day and then gotten a good night, I love you text and been like, damn, she meant that.
No, passive aggressive shit, dude. No. No. Okay. No way. It's never like, how are you doing? How do you, you know. You left your boots in the garage or just very, like, what are we doing for dinner, groceries tomorrow? Nothing.
Right.
Or if it's like past bedtime for me, it's like, all right, love you. Good night. Hope you're not tired tomorrow. You know, which you might, it might sound like she's trying to be a sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
We both know she's like, again, you're down there. Just,
oh,
you know, it's fun. It's fun. It's hard. Listen, we got two kids. It's hard coming down here to do this.
Absolutely.
Like, night owls.
I know.
It's great though. She's on board. But yeah, I can just tell like a little subtle passive aggressiveness. It's fun. I wouldn't have any other way.
Yeah, I guess you can. I can tell usually sometimes too. But I think there's a huge opportunity to project your own thing on text. You gotta be careful. Gotta be careful.
Start throwing Z's and Y's where they don't belong.
There you go.
Or like my favorite is like the U with the two dots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
You said it a lot of times. You said the F word a lot of times.
I did. I said it a lot. Hey.
Yeah.
Let's give some shout outs, dude.
Let's do that.
Who are you? You know, I take screenshots. Ink Originals again. I'm just going to, because I said Inked Originals last time.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ink _ Originals. Cool. So sorry about that one, bro, but we love you still.
Nice.
Let me try to find. Oh, this guy. Comedian and amateur photographer, Road Dog, the _ freelance _ shutter. It's always cool.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
Unprovoked, someone's like, I really dig your podcast.
And those are the cool photos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick photos.
Yeah. Oh, and that guy that drew that cool robot mushroom thing for us. Mm-hmm.
Organdroid.
Yeah, Organdroid. Let's find his name on here.
Cool.
I draw for you and me. Sweet man. He draws pictures for free, dude. So just hit him up. He'll draw you a picture. And he's funny with it, dude. He's really funny. Because someone would be like, draw a horse with human parts. And it's just a horse he drew out of entirely faces. Really funny.
Cool.
Or can you draw... Because people ask him like serious stuff and he always just like sneaks in like a low-key like jab. Man, I wish I could find one right here.
Nice.
But yeah, I draw for you and me. Very nice man. Go check him out. These are all on the gram. Jared, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah. Do you want to leave with a song again or try to do that?
Yeah.
So shout out to my homie Brian then. Brian Cooler, The Raytones.
The Raytones.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's cool. Great song. Thanks for sticking with us, guys. We love you. Who are you, man? I don't even know. I don't even know who I am.
Yeah, we'll ponder on that one. That's
like I just know what I want to be.
What's that, Chris?
Just a being of pure love and light.
Is that serious?
I want people to like, you know, cling to me like moths to a flame. No, dude.
What? What do you want?
No, I don't know what I want. I just want people to fucking have a good one. That's you really, honestly. I want everyone to be happy and like, be like, this was awesome.
I know what you want. You want to get your pina colada refilled without having to do anything while not feeling guilty for it. That's what you want.
I want to like, yeah, that's what I want.
That's what you want.
But that's not who I want to be. Oh. Actually, I want to be the guy that gets that done.
Yeah.
I want to lay in a hammock and I just want my drink to be there.
Right.
I don't want to just to materialize.
Okay.
I don't care what kind of Chris Angel
got you.
Sleight of hand happens.
Okay.
Just want to reach down and then boom, there's the Mai Tai. Perfect.
Okay.
And then I just want to like take a nap.
You heard it. That's what we'll do. And that's kind of what the song's about. What you want.
Okay, what the